Now back to KNBR's Giants pregame. You're talking baseball with Marty Lurie on The Sports Leader.
Well, I know everybody in the Bay Area is excited to hear this this guy talk, and that is FB Santangelo, who is the color analyst on the Washington Nationals TV broadcast, but part of KNBR, CSN Bay Area, University of Miami's played on the West Coast. He's been a Giant, and I think the most fun I ever had was the 2010 season when FP and I went down the stretch and through the World Series together, and now he's in Washington doing a great job. FP, nice to have you with us.
What's up, Marty? How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I just like hearing your voice. I listened to your game last night, and I said anytime you can mention Rube Marquard, I know you're doing your homework, so nice job last night.
Well, anytime you have a pitcher that's breaking records from 1912 when the Titanic sunk, you know he's doing something good. So yeah. It was a pretty special night at the ballpark. Stevens having a great year, and to go 13-0 was fun to watch. He's been amazing.
Steve, FP with us. Steven Strasburg talking about him, 13-0. FP, this guy is just to watch the game. He's in complete command. What's the ceiling for him? I know innings, is he full bore? Just let him go. Dusty let him go pretty far last night.
Well, Dusty lets all of his starters go. He believes, you know, if you're pitching, you got to get into the eighth or ninth inning. He wants you to go complete game every time out there. And, you know, we're so accustomed to, oh, he's got 100 pitches, he's done. And especially the fans here in D.C. with Davey Johnson and Matt Williams, it was when a guy reached 100, he was done. And I think with Steven and the rest of the staff, and Dusty is the manager, you know, Dusty goes by the eyeball test and how many pitches of the 100 or whatever were stressful pitches. How many jams did you have to get out of? Was it, you know, a tough outing? Did you have to work out of a bases loaded one out jam, or are you on cruise control? So Dusty kind of throws that whole pitch count thing out the window and believes what his eyes and experience tell him. And last night, you know, Steven's like a freight train, and that's kind of the nickname I've been giving him this year. When he gets that rhythm going, third, fourth inning, he's throwing all four pitches for strikes. The slider's been a big deal for him this year. He hasn't really had that pitch before. And now he's a four-plus pitch guy. And I think more than that, Marty, when things go wrong behind him now, he's able to cope with it. Where in the past, if there was an error, a bad call, or a bloop single on what he thought was a good pitch, the wheels would have a tendency to fall off and he'd crumble. That's not the case anymore. The guy's all grown up and, you know, he's got the 7-year deal now, and I think that's taken a lot of pressure off him, and he's turned out to be one of the better pitchers, if not one of the best pitchers in the National League.
Very historic season for Steven Strasburg. FP is with us. Espinosa's having quite a season. Every time I turn around, he's in the middle of something. He's a great base runner, and he gets the job done. He's hitting with power, too. That's a surprise.
Well, how many ball clubs have a guy hitting ace with 18 home runs and 49 RBIs? I mean, and playing a gold glove shortstop, in my opinion. Giants fans know all about a good defensive shortstop, but Danny Espinosa has been every bit as good as Brandon Crawford and added some home runs to it and really kind of blossomed as an everyday shortstop, Marty. He was a guy that played first base and third base and second and short and left field last year for Matt Williams, and now he's the everyday shortstop kind of settling into the everyday thing, and it's been fun to watch. He has 18 home runs and six base hit bunts. Who else has 18 home runs and six base hit bunts in baseball? So he's been hit by probably 10 pitches this year, maybe more. And he's been doing a great job out of the eighth hole. I think the Nats are lucky to have a guy as dangerous as him hitting eighth.
I love it. I love the competition, and I just look at what we could be facing in October. And everyone says, well, the Nationals need Chapman, and Nationals need this and that. But I know Dusty uses the starters a lot, but the Nationals in league – relief pitching, they're second in the league in relief pitching. So do they have to go out and get a Chapman?
I don't know. I think everybody could use a Chapman, right? I don't think that's really going out on a limb saying anything that's controversial. I mean, a guy that throws 102, 104 miles an hour that's a lockdown closer, I'm sure there's a lot of bidding going on for a guy like that. And I would imagine the Giants, the Cubs, and the Nats are all looking at him, which would, in my mind, kind of drive up the price for him. So we'll see what happens in that regard. And going to the trade deadline, I think the question is, if you're the Nats, do you want to win a World Series or do you want to win the National League East? I think they're set right now to win the National League East. If they want to win World Series, there might have to be a little move here or there, a little bit of tinkering going on to try to make yourself a better ball club. And I think any general manager out there is always looking to make their club a little bit better, and I think that would be the case here too.
Well, you got the Pirates in town, and again, Andy Baggerly was on with us just a little while ago, and we talked about teams that over the next few weeks could become sellers. are buyers, and the Pirates maybe are one of those teams. You saw last night Liriano, one of his better games last night, and you got Gerrit Cole tonight. What do you think of the Pirates? Are the Pirates going to be in this thing for the long haul?
I don't really know, Marty. I've only seen him play once, and that was last night. I really paid attention to him a whole lot, you know, just watching highlights, you know, on quick pitch when I get home right after the game. So I don't know. I think it would be a good story if somebody caught the Cubs, which are apparently the greatest team ever. I mean, it seems like that. At least that's what they're saying. So I think there's a long way to go in the season, and I think a good start might be a little bit overrated. And they're kind of coming back down to earth, but they're still a really good ball club. I don't think they're the greatest team ever, and I think the Giants and the Nats are going to have something to say about that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Pitching will tell the story. Now, the Mets, that's a team you have seen. You've seen the Marlins a lot, too. They're both six games back of Washington. Which one do you fear the most? And, of course, the Mets are a World Series team banged up right now. How about the Mets versus Marlins? Give me something there.
That's a good question. I think the Marlins at this point, just based on the Mets, are really banged up. But then the Marlins are kind of a pitcher short, too. So we'll see how that whole thing goes. But Giancarlo Stanton's a guy that can put a ball club on his back for a long time. And I just think the Mets are so banged up right now. Obviously, they're the defending National League champs, and you got to knock the champ out. And there's a lot of fight in that ball club. And I love Terry Collins. I'm a huge fan of Terry, as I am Don Mattingly. But I don't know. I think this is all about the Nats and not whoever else. If they do what they can do, Marty, they're the best team in this division, and that's not because I'm their broadcaster. I think a lot of people, even in this division, would tell you that.
Yeah, no, I respect your opinion, and you've been around the game enough, and we've worked together enough, and I absolutely respect your opinion. Scherzer, Tanner Roark, how about the new kid, Giolito, and then Strasburg? Is that basically the rotation? And what about Gio Gonzalez in there?
Well, I can sit here and talk to you for an hour about Tanner Roark. He's the most underrated pitcher in baseball, in my opinion. I mean, the guy just goes out there. He's hard hat, lunch pail. He competes. He's old school. He's the poor man's Greg Maddux. He finds a way to win every time. He fields his position. He handles the bat well. He competes like no other I've seen in a long time, Marty. You'd love this guy if you saw him pitch every fifth day. He's probably the most underrated pitcher in the National League, in my opinion. That said, he could go out and, you know, have a tough one tonight. He's pitching on a lot of rest, and for a sinker ball guy, he's going to be strong. But I love every fifth day when this guy pitches. I look forward to it. And I always say he's a baseball player that just happens to pitch. He's a gamer. He's a guy that pitches with a dirty uniform. And, you know, he throws 92 to 95 with good sink. He's got tremendous secondary pitches. But more so than that, he competes. And he's one of my favorites. I mean, I love the guy. I can't wait to watch him pitch tonight.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, that's a good report. That's something I hadn't realized. When I hear his name, and of course I keep the stats, he's doing beautifully, but I think of the home run, the belt. But he's certainly fit into this rotation beautifully. Now, Daniel Murphy, what a story this guy is. And you almost ended up with Brandon Phillips. You got Daniel Murphy, and he's going to lead the league in hitting. How about that story?
Well, he's got a consistent approach. He just sets his foot down real nice and easy, his head still. He's got tremendous bat speed. He hovers over the plate. He dares you to come in. And I always say that, you know, why doesn't everybody stand right on top of the plate? Well, number one, guys are scared of getting hit. And number two, guys can't get to that inside pitch. And what it does, Marty, is it creates fear in a pitcher. They're trying to get that ball in on him, right? That's the book. But that window is so small because he's hovering out over the plate that inevitably guys leave it right over the middle or the middle of the plate, and he does damage. And it's a guy that, in my opinion, went from a real pesky hitter, a pest, to a presence in the lineup. He's hit fourth for the Nats this year. He's done a great job. He's been their most consistent hitter. He's out again tonight. He hurt his leg in the All-Star game. He'll be okay, just a day-to-day thing. But in my opinion, right up there with anybody and the most valuable player in the National League, the Nats would not be in first place without Daniel Murphy. It would be maybe, I don't know, a dogfight with the Marlins and the Mets, maybe a game or two up, but they wouldn't be six games up and 18 or 19 games over 500 like they are without that guy. He has meant the world to this ball club just by what he's done statistically, his approach on a daily basis. And he's played a pretty good second base, which all the reports were that he was not good over there. But he's played a great second base, too.
Boy, great. Boy, I love talking ball with you. FB Santangelo here. Now, Bryce Harper, of course, where you know the intensity he plays with. What kind of a season would you give him a grade if you had to give him a grade right now?
Well, I don't like to give grades, but I think, you know, he's got 19 home runs. I don't know how many RBI he has off the top but he's got 14 stolen bases, which a lot of people don't know about. He's played a great right field. He hasn't been as intense, I would say, as he has been in the past, flying all over the place, playing with his hair on fire.
Okay.
I think it's more of a maturation thing where he's trying to stay on the field versus be banged up. So he's not running every ball out like a crazy man like he used to in the past. He's picking his spots. And, you know, Dusty's as good as anybody at keeping guys fresh throughout the long haul. And Marty, while we're talking about it, that's the biggest effect on this ball club this year is Dusty Baker. I mean, these guys all needed a big hug after what's happened here in the past. And for him to just come in and, you know, just talk to these guys, be communicative, be positive, give them off days, tell them when they're having off days. Just they love him. And he's been the perfect hire for this ball club.
I love it. Well, you're coming. We're going to see you and the kids and the parents and everybody out here. Not too long. You're going to be back in the Bay Area.
I can't wait, Marty. We're coming out next road trip. We go to Cleveland. We play the Dodgers here, so we'll take care of the Dodgers for you guys when they come into town. And then we come out. We go to Cleveland for two and then come see everybody in San Francisco. And we can sit here and talk about everything all we want, but we all know it's an even year, and we're all just kind of going through the motions right now. And you know, it's the Giants' year, right?
Well, I'd say this. It's going to be one heck of a playoff. I'm going to tell you that with these pitchers matching up. This is going to be something else. I think it's going to be the best playoff we've ever seen in the National League. I really do.
Well, if it stands pat the way it is now, the Cubs, the Giants, and the Nats, those are three power teams. And whoever plays whoever, I mean, it's going to be fun to watch. And don't count out the Dodgers. That's a good ball club.
I agree.
West isn't over yet. I've been impressed with the Dodgers as any team we've played this year. They haven't clicked yet. I know Kershaw's hurt, but you know they handed it to the Nats when we went to Los Angeles. And I said this about the Cubs last year in June. They were the best team we've played. We haven't played the Giants yet, but the Dodgers are the best team the Nats have played this year.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I know the Michael Taylor game was a mess out there in L.A., but I agree with you that their relief pitching is number one. They get their five or six innings and bring in that bullpen, and there's something about them, and you know it. They just never go away. So I'm with you on that, so we'll see how it plays out. Hey, can't wait to see you and the family, and I appreciate you coming on. And a great report on the Nats. They're for real, and I'm glad we had you on. Very good.
Marty, I'm always here to kill a segment for you, buddy. Miss you, love you. I will see you soon.
All right, take care. Take care. That is FB Santangelo. I do miss him. I love talking ball with him. He's real, very real.